In 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue, begins the poem memorized by generations of schoolchildren learning about the discovery of America. A new book says Chinese explorers beat Columbus here by some 70 years. Chinese explorer Zheng He made several remarkable journeys in the early 15th century. His explorations are the subject of a new book by Gavin Menzies, 1421, the year China discovered America. The author says he has found irrefutable evidence that the explorer and or others under his command were the first to circumnavigate the globe. Menzies says he uncovered the information inadvertently.
I started off writing a story about the year 1421, and during the course of it I came to the astonishing conclusion that a huge Chinese fleet of 800 vessels had sailed from China in March 1421. And they'd circumnavigated the world, and they had created settlements in North and South America, in Australia, New Zealand, across the Pacific, and in the Indian Ocean.
Now, how did you come up with this information?
When the book was ready, I sent it out to a number of historians to check the accuracy of what I'd written, and one of them came back to me and said, "Do you know about the chart which shows islands in the Caribbean, which was drawn 70 years before Columbus set sail for the Caribbean?" And when I looked at this chart, I realized that the islands on it were Puerto Rico and Guadalupe, and it seemed to me that there had been secret Portuguese voyages to the Caribbean 70 years before Columbus set sail. And I found to my complete astonishment that far from the Portuguese having made secret voyages to the Caribbean, they had actually sent caravels to look for these islands, which were shown on a master chart of the world, which had been carried back to Portugal in the 1420s by Prince Dom Pedro. And the Portuguese claim was that the entire world appeared on this master chart. And I found to my, again, astonishment that the whole world was charted before any of the great explorers, before Columbus, Diaz, Cabral, Magellan, or da Gama set forth.
And you think the chart was drawn by the Chinese?
Yes, it was.
So who was the Columbus of China?
It was a eunuch, a man who had his penis and testicles severed when he was a young boy of 12, and he entered the emperor's service, and he joined up with the emperor, Chu Ti, and he was appointed as commander-in-chief of this great fleet, and he was a very, very remarkable man. And he trained his admirals and instructed them how to control fleets, and his fleets reached the whole world.
In his book, Menzies explains that, surprisingly, eunuchs were intensely loyal to the emperors who authorized their mutilation. This eunuch, Zheng He, became the emperor's closest advisor and was a formidable soldier. In recognition of his service to the throne, Zheng He was awarded with the prestigious position as leader of the massive fleet.
The Chinese records are fairly comprehensive about this eunuch, but the big problem that's been for Chinese historians, and in fact world historians, is that after this enormous fleet set sail in March 1421, a calamity overtook China, and the Forbidden City, which was the emperor's capital, was completely destroyed by a series of lightning bolts. And the emperor thought that he was illegitimate. He claimed the throne when he shouldn't have had it, and he was very superstitious, and in effect he had a nervous breakdown, lost control, and the mandarins took over running of China, and they decided that when this great fleet got back, all records would be destroyed of the voyages, the fleet would be mothballed, the admirals would be pensioned off, and blueprints for building future ships would be destroyed. So all records of this great endeavor were burned. And so China really forgot about these incredible achievements and turned itself inwards.
So the Chinese settled here. Do you have any archaeological evidence of that?
Oh, yeah, there's absolutely stacks of evidence, and there's all sorts of different strands to this evidence. The most important in my mind is that the first Europeans who reached the New World met Chinese people. They found Chinese wrecks, there's DNA, there's bodies, there's diseases which are unique to China and the New World, linguistics, shipwrecks, Chinese porcelain, Chinese jade, Chinese chickens, Chinese rice, all found in the New World by the first Europeans. So in effect, the first Europeans to reach the New World thought, in some cases, that they had actually reached China, hence Columbus thought he'd reached Cathay.
Are there modern-day descendants of these Chinese who settled here?
They intermarried in some cases. In some cases, they were wiped out by diseases brought by the Europeans. And in some cases, in my view, they have been there from that day to this.
What are the great experts of charts and history and anthropology and all? What are they all saying about what you've uncovered here?
To start with, people say, well, the chap's mad. That was the sort of first reaction. Then I actually produced my evidence. And I would say that 85% of the people consulted say that I'm right. And of that 85%, about 15% say they've got major reservations about some aspects of my book, one of which is that I bank too much on the years 1421, 1423. The Chinese actually did get to the Americas long before then. And I accept that, but I say that 1421 to 23 was the culmination of years and years of exploration and settlement by the Chinese in the Americas. There is quite a big argument about the size of the ships. In my book, I say they were 450 feet long, and some of the Chinese say they couldn't have been more than 370, 380 feet for various technical reasons. And the third fairly major disagreement is the calculation of longitude. One of the important arguments I put forward in my book is that the Chinese could determine not only latitude but longitude centuries before Europeans did so. There are some Chinese professors who say that's not possible. But I don't think there's really much disagreement about my central thesis that the Chinese settled the Pacific and Atlantic coasts of both North and South America long before Columbus set sail.
Gavin Menzies is author of 1421, The Year China Discovered America. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.